At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, John, this is John Chuck. We're at 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. How are you? I am really good. You ready to record here? All right, give me just a second. We'll get you set up. Okay, John, can you hear me all right?
Yep, I can.
All right. And I think we are just about ready to go. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Wednesday evening as Braves and Mets get ready for game number two. Some good pitching matchups. Braves, obviously, with a big come-from-behind victory last night and continue to increase their lead over the Mets and Phillies and everybody else involved. Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline and talk to our friend of the show. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman, host of the original podcast Big Time Baseball with Tony Gwynn Jr., covering all things Major League Baseball. And of course, you can follow him on Twitter at John Heyman, and he does spell John the correct way. John, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta this evening.
Happy to be with you, John. How you doing?
We are great. And look, the Braves are doing great right now. You know, the question I have for you is, this has been pretty remarkable, the fact that the Braves, and I know how talented they are, but they only have three regular starting pitchers right now. Everybody else is either, you know, guys that are coming out of bullpens, or they're a mix and match of starters and things like that. Do you think that they can keep this pace with just a three-man rotation, or is some point it's going to catch up to the Braves at all?
Well, maybe at some point, but for the foreseeable future in this division, I mean, right now, Miami is the only other team over 500 in this division. Philadelphia and the Mets are really abject disappointments to this point. The Braves have a terrific starting lineup. The Murphy deal was great. Obviously, Riley is a star. Albies is a star. I think to this point, Acuna is probably the MVP. I would say Freeman is the only guy close, and of course you guys are familiar with Freeman, but they have a terrific lineup, and I think they have enough to get by, certainly for the next few weeks, and we do expect that Freed should be back in maybe a month or so that will be a big acquisition for them.
You know, John, it does feel like that if you look at the Braves' schedule coming up for pretty much most of this month, Colorado, Washington, those are last place teams. I mean, the Tigers are nothing special. They have a lot of games against some bad baseball teams. And then they sprinkle in, you know, the Mets in this series and then Philadelphia a little bit later this month. It feels like that if the Mets and Phillies don't get something together pretty quickly and the Braves have a pretty easy schedule in June, like this division could balloon and it could start to really get away from both New York and Philadelphia.
Well, thank you for not counting the Mets as one of those bad teams. And really, Philadelphia, too. I mean, they have been no great shakes to this point. We thought that with the Mets when they had 13 games coming up against bad teams. If I remember correctly, it was Reds, Rockies, Nats, and Tigers, and they went 4-9. I trust that the Braves are going to do much better than that. I think they do a good job of taking care of business. And, yeah, I mean, they can blow the field away if they perform well against these teams. They should be. The Braves have been a great second-half team in recent years, and now, finally, they've got a bit of a lead already in early June. And, you know, I think the Mets and the Phillies better watch out because the lead could get very, very large in a hurry.
Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Do you think that the Braves have the deepest lineup in baseball? I mean, top to bottom, when you look at all nine guys, it doesn't seem like that there are any weak spots. Even a guy like Michael Harris, who's struggling right now, but obviously he was the rookie of the year last year. Are they the deepest lineup in baseball?
You know, I thought going in that perhaps the Phillies did, but that is not proving to be the case to this point. Obviously, Trey Turner has not performed like himself. Schwarber has not been particularly good. Realmuto has only been average to this point. But, you know, I thought that's where the Phillies might have had an edge, would be in the lineup. But right now, the Braves are outperforming the Phillies and just about everybody in terms of the offense. And Riley really has not gotten going yet. I mean, Acuna's been fantastic to this point, and you know, there's real room for improvement. You mentioned Harris, and I will tell you, Riley, I think you know, his OPS is right around 800 at this point. I think he is better than that, so they could be even better than they've shown to this point.
If the Mets, Phillies, and let's throw the Padres into that mix as well, if they continue to flounder, those teams have spent a gargantuan amount of money to make themselves better. Do you think they'll ride it out the whole year? Or do you think that at some point, if this gets away from all of those teams, whether it's in the West with Arizona and the Dodgers or with the Braves in the East, do you think at some point one of those teams may cut bait on some guys before the end of the year?
Well, you never say never, but I think they're pretty much well invested to this point, yeah. And they're more likely to be buyers. And certainly the National League, where right now you've got Pittsburgh in the playoffs, you have Miami in the playoffs, you have Arizona in the playoffs. I mean, those teams that have $200 million plus payrolls have got to figure they still have a chance. It doesn't take a huge winning record at this point to be a playoff team in the National League. So I'm not seeing them as sellers. I don't even see St. Louis, which has been terrible and is in last place as a seller at this point. This market is going to be quite a seller's market. Whoever does decide to sell is going to get quite a stash if they're going to be able to trade a good player away.
So do you think even some of those teams, like, you know, the Cardinals, the Mets, the Phillies, the Padres, you think they could look to add if they find themselves at least within striking distance of the Dodgers or Diamondbacks or Braves? You think they could still be buyers at the deadline?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's going to be the issue at this trade deadline. Almost everybody's going to be a buyer. There might be a few that stand bet, but, I mean, who is a definite seller in the National League? I mean, I would say the Rockies are a seller in the National League. You know, I just don't see many sellers in the National League. And around baseball, there are some sellers. I mean, I think the Nats will probably ultimately be a seller as well. But, I mean, many of these teams that are going to sell just don't have that much to sell, mostly because they're young, but also because they're bad. I mean, frankly, they're not very good. So it could be a very, very strange trade deadline with very few sellers and maybe 20 or more buyers.
Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Let's bounce around the league a little bit. the Aaron Judge injury just a fluky thing, or, you know, could something have been done better to prevent that?
Well, I think they're going to do something about that fence now. I mean, you know, I mean, some fences seem more dangerous to than that one, and I guess the ones that seem more dangerous, let's say, you know, Wrigley Field, where you got a little moss growing on the brick, you know, mm-hmm. Everybody knows to stay away from that. This one doesn't look that bad, and there are players that do crash into the fence at Dodger Stadium, and Jason Bay suffered a much more devastating injury, a concussion, and he really was never the same player after that, after crashing into the fence in Dodger Stadium. So, I mean, I think they are probably going to do something about it. You know, the warning track is what it is to warn guys, and I do think that it's generally better not to have a concrete wall or a brick wall back there, and you know, but I guess when you have just a regular fence, guys are willing to crash into it and risk injury. And fortunately, that's what happened here with Aaron Judge.
You know, John, you were talking about the idea of, you know, we were talking about buyers and sellers and things like that. Arizona, Miami, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. I mean, these are traditionally teams that are looking to just shed as much payroll as they can. But are those teams that are, legitimately in the playoff hunt or in the playoffs, do you think they could be buyers? Can some of these untraditional teams suddenly find themselves in a buying position?
Yep, those are all buyers too. That's why it's going to be a tough trade market. I mean, we had on the Post podcast, we had Mike Hazen, the GM of the Diamondbacks, on, and they were tied in for first when we had him on the podcast a day or two ago, and you know, he made it clear they're a buyer and told us what they're looking for. So, you know, I do expect we're going to have a ton of buyers, very few sellers. I mean, and the sellers, as I said, what do they have to sell? You know, not much. You know, I guess those teams in the Central would be the ones that are most obvious. They don't look like World Series contenders, but they are certainly contenders for the division title. And if you win the division title, you get a buy in the first round, right? So it's not a terrible situation to be in. So, you know, those potential pitchers who are pretty good in the Central divisions, like Burns and Eduardo Rodriguez, Shane Bieber, they all may stay put. They all may stay where they are. I would say the most likely among that group would probably be Marcus Stroman, because right now the Cubs are not performing great at this point. I could see him being traded, and I think Bieber potentially. Cleveland is a team that's had enough success where they can sell to their fans, so to speak, a potential sale. So I could see Bieber being traded as well. Those might be the two best players that are traded, and we shall see. I mean, Ohtani certainly is the biggest name potentially to go, but I think that's a major, major long shot.
So with Ohtani, because I'm fascinated by the Angels just from the standpoint of they have arguably, I don't know, two of the three or four best players in all of Major League Baseball. And I know what their woes are. I mean, they've never had the right pitcher, and you know, guys like Rendon have not performed. But, boy, when you have two cornerstone pieces, I mean, it's sort of like Gehrig and Ruth. I mean, when you have two guys like that anchoring your team, heck, you can find enough guys to play. You can find, you know, outfielders and infielders, to Mark Koenig and guys like that, to play around Ruth and Gehrig, but they cannot figure out a way to win with two of the best players we've ever seen in this generation.
Yeah, it's really perplexing. I thought they would do it this year, and they've been okay this year. Of course, every team in that West, except for Oakland, has a winning record. Partly that's because they get to play Oakland, which hardly ever wins, although I think they did win the last two games. But, you know, I think they're going to try to go for it. They have in the past. They did not trade Ohtani last year. Yeah, and baseball takes a village. It does, you know, you can't usually win with two guys. And, you know, I wasn't around. I'm old, but I wasn't around for Ruth and Gehrig, but I will assume they had a better supporting cast than Ohtani and Trout have had. And, you know, there have been top-heavy teams that have won. The Washington Nationals, when they had certainly had Rendon, and Strasburg was a star, and Scherzer, they were able to win. And they had a pretty top-heavy team. But, You know, in baseball, it takes more than one or two. It's not the NBA where you have two superstars, you can get to the finals. That's not the case in baseball, but you would think they would do better than they've done. I like the move they made in the winter. I like Urshela. I like Renfro. I like Estevez, Matt Moore. They made some good moves. They should be better than they're showing.
Last question for you, John. You know, obviously we got the word Jacob DeGrom, you know, is going to be out for the year. Another Tommy John surgery. I mean, he's getting paid more money than the federal government has right now. But at what point does he have to prioritize his health versus he's getting paid gazillions of dollars by, you know, again, he got paid by the Mets and then he's getting paid by the Rangers now. But at what point does it become okay, a health thing? I mean, we saw Sandy Koufax walk away in 66 because of arthritis. I mean, is it a situation where this is going to force DeGrom's hand, or is he just going to keep trying to come back and come back and come back?
Well, I mean, most guys just keep trying to come back. Certainly when you've got a guarantee of $185 million, you're going to try to play it out. You're not probably going to retire. Sandy Koufax, while he was better than DeGrom, wasn't getting $185 million.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, Sandy Koufax was an unusual guy, too. I mean, we don't know. We're never sure exactly what the pain level is for everybody, but medical information wasn't what it was today. They didn't have Tommy John surgery. It was another Dodgers pitcher, Tommy John, who was the first guy to get the Tommy John surgery, which is what we call it now. So, I mean, I think DeGrom's going to keep trying. It's going to be at least a year before he comes back now after the second Tommy John, but he'll keep trying. I mean, that contract, they understood it was a risk. They weren't expecting this, I'm sure, but, you know, I mean, he's the best when he's able to throw, but the last couple of years he averaged, I believe, 78 innings, I think, a year, the last 2 years, and it's quite a risk to sign him to that deal, but Texas took that risk and, you know, unfortunately not paying off. They did sign Eovaldi and made several other signings, Semien the year before, that looked very, very prescient. Right now, Eovaldi's a Cy Young candidate. Semien is an MVP candidate, and they are right now performing as well as anybody in the game.
John Heyman is our Odyssey MLB insider and the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball with Tony Gwynn Jr., covering all things Major League Baseball. And join me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can also follow him on his personal Twitter page, at John Heyman. And John, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta. Always good conversation with you, and we appreciate the time.
Oh, great talking to you, as always.
You got it. John Chuckery will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. All right, John. Thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Thanks
all right,
as always
thank
for
you.
A few minutes. So be good, man.
We'll thank talk you anytime.
Yep,
thanks.
You got it. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.